WHM monitoring.
Force to give, mobile.
And 4 WHM monitoring.
KO4CEF.
How you doing today?
Alright, on my way to work. Sounds like you're sitting out somewhere enjoying the cricket this morning.
On the porch, letting the dog run. Let her have a little exercise before I have to put her up for the day.
All that. Feels good out this morning, too.
This talk is going to be this way all week. A little cooler, not quite as hot. A lot of sunshine, so that's my kind of weather. It's only 15 days till fall starts.
With the temperature change, got to do a campfire night before last. The same kind of temperatures, cool enough where you can actually sit back and enjoy a fire and not sweat to death.
I enjoy having a good fire. I gotta get me another load of wood. I burned up all my wood, so I got a tree down I gotta cut up, but I'm gonna get me a load of wood too.
Resort to, you know, buy the little bundles at the store, but man, those things don't last long and they're not cheap.
They proud of that, and it's not the best wood in the world. I'll get somebody local that sells wood, bring me a load, and usually get a half a cord, and that'll last me.
Yeah, I've looked at that before. I don't think I've come across wood, but that's not a bad idea at all.
You have a good holiday weekend?
Good. I was hoping to go to the Ham Fest, but since I was only off Sunday, you know, while it was still going, I just changed my mind. I didn't even worry about going. I'm sure I missed out on something, but I think I'll be all right. How was your weekend?
Good. I was off Friday and Monday, so had a four-day weekend. Got to get in gear here in a few minutes and get the dog in and get a shower and hit the road. Get back at it.
Unfortunately, only downside, that means Tuesday's just like Monday. Get to play catch up a little bit.
That's for sure. I checked my email a couple times over the weekend for anything urgent, and I got a pile of them waiting on me to respond.
For that, God, that's the thing I hate most about coming back, is just catching up on all the emails. Half of them are junk. People still send them anyway.
Yeah, a lot of them, they send and say they got problems, and by the time we get back and get to it, they fixed it or it's fixed itself, and they don't tell us, and we still come out, or I send people out, and they, oh, it's working now. Well, you could have updated the ticket and told us.
Understand that. Shoot, we get a lot of automated emails at work, and it could be for all kinds of stuff. Every time I turn around, getting automated emails on top of everything else.
So automated emails, they can be aggravating. We get them on different systems and servers and temperature alarms and you name it. We have to check them, but it's a job, so that's what matters.
That a lot of people unfortunately don't have those right now.
Find people to fill the ones you have open. I'm looking for some entry level techs, and I'm just having a hard time getting any qualified candidates. Everybody that's qualified and good is working.
Believe it. I mean, even though it costs tax dollars and stuff, it's probably not a bad idea that they're paying some tuition. I know my nephew, I think he's actually started going back to school because of that, and I don't know if he's going to do computer programming or design. I, I don't know exactly where he's getting in, but that's something he's always been interested in, so he's actually getting back in because of that.
There's opportunities for people that are skilled and trained, and they can do pretty good right now if they want to.
It's a good opportunity, but like you said, it's up to them. So. And I'm sure there's other people that aren't going to take advantage of it. But now that the extra money's come out, I mean, hopefully they get some people back in the labor market.
WHM. Yeah, I agree. And I'm glad that extra money's over. Somewhere we got to pay for that, so I know people have been dependent on it, but they can go get a job and not have to depend on that insurance. You get it the right way.
Yeah, I agree. It still seems like it's taking a little bit to get people in. It just, you know, we're turning over about as many as we're bringing in, it feels like. It's just, I don't know, it's crazy right now. KO4CN.
Talked to Patrick. He went to the Ham Fest, and I guess it was Saturday, and said he walked around it twice, and so there was a few good deals, but he bought an antenna analyzer. He said that's the only thing he was really looking for and thought he could find a good deal on, but he said there was a lot of people there.
Talking to him, I was very, very tempted to go Sunday. I was thinking about it, but then since I only had Sunday and Monday off, I decided against it. I didn't know that I'd find a better deal for a... Because I want to get me a Zygoo... the G90. But I just had to pull the trigger. On behalf of time, you can find deals on their website for radio oddity where you can get it. $400-something with just about everything that comes with it. So I may end up pulling a trigger on the website one day, but I don't know if I'd find a better deal at the Ham Fest.
Yeah, if you can get one for close to $400 new, I believe I would go that route. I had a fellow try to sell me one, and it come with a few accessories. But he wanted $400 for it, and I was like, that's too close to the actual cost of it, so I passed.
Nope, they'll do bundles every so often, and one time I was just about ready to purchase it, and I talked myself out of it, because I have a ICOM 7100, and even though it's a heavy beast, you know, it'll do 100 watts, it'll do 2 meters through 160. It's a hard sale half the time. The only thing the Zygoo really offers is the little display for me, and I don't know if that's quite enough. So I always talk myself out of it, but I had it in my cart one time, and then Radio Oddity will send you they give you a little more discount sometimes. I only had it maybe once or twice at the most, where they try to offer you a little extra discount to get you to go ahead and make the purchase.
Yeah, the 7100 would be a nice radio, and a lot of people that start out with a smaller QRP radios, they end up being that's their first radio, and then they upgrade. So that's why I hadn't pulled the trigger on it yet. I can't decide if I just want to wait it out and go ahead and get a better radio, or start with that Zygoo and go from there.
Well, I don't know if the waterfall is worth the extra $400 once I already have a radio, but you know, I got a couple things in mind I could do with the 7100 at home. I don't know. Like I said, that $400-something is a tough sale when you already got it. A pretty good radio. Like I said, the only thing is a waterfall. But, you know, there's ways around that. And it's not absolutely necessary.
I agree there. It's all relative in what you need and what you want.
The thing, the Zygo, you got to do a lot of different wiring configurations and whatnot. The 7100, the Icons, one thing I love about them is just that single cable, and you can pretty much do everything. USB straight to a computer, and it'll run everything just about.
I agree. The like I said, that's what's kept me from buying one is the features and how easy the 7100 works, and the money for it. I gotta save up for it. I just bought a set of Kenwood headphones, a SWR meter for my 2 meter rig, and few other accessories, so I have to spread out the love for the ham radio. Can't buy it all at one time.
For that, shoot, I've dibbled and I've dabbled in here and there, and my last purchase was like a DMR radio just to try to see if it made any, if there were people talking on it, and there's still some, but I didn't pull a trigger on anything expensive there, but I don't know. There's some nice radios. I'd love to have an Icom 705, but I just really don't have a huge need for it. And, most of the time, if you're going to use one of those, you may end up adding an amp, and that's an extra cost. So I just stick with what I got most of the time, and it works pretty good. And I've got it where I've got the PiStar set up with the KM4, what's his name? KM4 ACK, I believe it is. Where the build a pie, and that thing works fantastic. Just remote in from my phone.
I got a Bridgecom DMR radio and a generic hotspot. Actually, I got two hotspots, and I got one set up where I can use it at work, and one set up I can use when I'm traveling and playing, and of course I got it where it'll hook up to my home wireless. I play with DMR a good bit. I enjoy that as much as anything.
And that. Well, I am pulling into the parking lot at work, so I'm gonna have to snatch this antenna off my car. I don't get in trouble for having a Mac on the antenna, so I'm gonna have to say 7310. Hope you have a great day, and get caught up on all your emails and stuff. And it's KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
All right, well, you have a good day. Be safe, and hopefully productive. Don't let them emails get to you. This is M4WHM. I'm clear.
7-3, Andrew, KN4GFW.
KO4CM. How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good for a Tuesday.
For a short work week, having one day off. I'd contemplated on taking the day off too, but my schedule's clear, but I think I'm going to go in and get caught up.
Got them dogs.
They won, so I guess that's what's important, but I was kind of disappointed in the offense. I mean, the defense was, couldn't ask for a better defense. But the offense on both teams, they need some work.
Hoping that, Clemson might get one more loss, and then we won't have to hear about them the rest of the year.
Been on that Clemson bus with Dabo Swinney coming home for about 3 hours. I'm sure he had some advice for him.
The wife and I noticed on Facebook that the Clemson fans are kind of like Biden supporters. When things go south, you don't hear from them.
I know I got a friend. He's he was hoping Clemson would lose so bad he couldn't stand it, and the only reason was he wanted to call in to the radio station, the Roar, and give them a hard time because they'd been talking so much trash. So I talked to him over the weekend. He's like, yep, I'm going to come to work early, get in there, get on the phone. He said, I don't care if I'd stay on hold for an hour. I'm going to get on there and give them a piece of my mind.
Can't blame you there.
Shelby Hamfest.
I laid around mostly. Let's see, that was Saturday. Me and the dog went for a hike on Paris Mount.
Probably better to do than go to the Hamfest. I trust other hams, but I'm always leery of buying equipment that I don't know who it's coming from or know the person, so unless it's new, and then you're not getting that great of a deal most of the time. So I talked with Patrick. He said he walked around twice and said there was a few things that were, you know, a decent deal, but nothing to make you want to buy it. I think he said he ended up buying an antenna analyzer. Said he found a deal on that, but otherwise it was just people and their stuff. He said there was a lot of older radios with vacuum tubes and things, but that didn't interest him.
What nets that you can check into that are for older radios?
Up over there. Try her again.
I noticed one time that there was a net that you could check into. I think it was maybe on 80. Once or twice a month, they had the check-in was for older radios. But at least if you had, you know, something happened, that older radio would still be working.
Picket fencing. I got about every third word there. But maybe you'll be in a better spot here in a second.
Yeah.
You're good now.
Must have been a spot. I was stopped at a red light the whole time, but must have just been in a bad spot. I said that with them older radios, there's a couple of nets that you can check into that are looking for check-ins with older radios.
I've got an old tube radio that still works. I hadn't hooked it up in a couple of years. I guess it still works. I need to pull it out and hook it up and see if it still works. But that thing is huge, so I gotta clear a good spot for it by my other radios, hook it up to the antenna.
EMF or something, that radio would still work, right?
Yeah, hopefully it still works. I can't remember what name brand it is. It's a big old ugly green thing. A fella gave it to me years ago, and I hooked it up and could actually hear some people talking on it. So, like I said, I know it did work, but I got that Kenwood 690S or 590S. So I'll listen on it. I'm hopefully get my general ticket here in the next month or so, as soon as that exam comes up, and then I'll play with it.
I think it won't be hard at all. You'll get in there and you'll wonder what you were worried about.
But are you looking to have a busy week at work or just normal?
Normal. I got getting ready for an outage that's coming up at the beginning of next month. So, you know, rounding up parts. And right now I'm kind of in a holding pattern waiting on a darn vendor to give me a price. I can't order anything if I don't have a price.
I tell you, when it comes to ordering anything, it's a mess these days. You don't ever know if you're going to get it or if it's in stock or they're going to tell you it's back ordered after you pay for it. Seems like they won't tell you until you get it ordered, whether they got it or not.
right about that.
Yeah, we had the traveling Vietnam Memorial Wall here in Hartwell over the weekend. They come in Thursday and left yesterday. And I went and visited it. And they have the also the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier here in Hartwell at the Katichi Golf Course. And that was an interesting memorial. I helped pull security through the American Legion two nights, and got to meet some new folks and learn about their stories from the war, other American Legion members or VFW members, so that was fun. We had about 5,000 people come visit the exhibit, so it was nice. It was good to see people come out and pay their respects.
Nice, especially the part about, you know, hearing their stories. That, you know, you hear what the news says and stuff like that, but it's not like hearing it firsthand, right?
One night I was there with a Korean veteran, and then the second night I was there with two guys from Afghanistan and Iraq, and it was interesting, that's for sure. And then one of the guys that helped put it on, he was a former Army medic like me, so we talked about that and going to Fort Sam Houston for training, and it was a lot of fun meeting new people and telling stories and just learning a little more about what goes on. That's a lot different, like I said, than what you hear in the news.
Yeah, I did. Just remembered I got a vendor coming in this morning to change out like 10 or 12 locks and get them all keyed the same.
Cut down on your keys. Have a lighter load to carry there. I got a set of keys I carry at work. I swear they make me walk sideways. I got so many of them.
And they're building a new employee locker room. As soon as they get that thing done, I'll leave my work keys at work. That way they'll always be there. Right now I got to tote them back and forth, but fortunately I only got about 6 or 8.
Locker room would be nice. Yeah, I leave mine. Luckily I got a pretty good office and got a lock on the door, so I throw mine in the desk drawer and lock my office door, and that's where they stay. And most of everything we have is on card access, electronic access, but we still got keys to the inside of the buildings and different things in case we have to get in and work on it. And so I got a full set of keys for everything we cover. I only carry them when I have to.
KO4 HKX. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4 TFW.
N4 WHM. How are you?
I'm doing good, other than having to be up this time of day.
Hey there. After being off a few days, getting up early like this isn't any fun. But, hey, that's what pays the bills and lets me play radio and pretend I'm retired every weekend.
Hey, Bill, what were you doing this weekend for guard? I missed that one.
I had the Traveling Vietnam Memorial Wall. It's a replica of the wall in D.C., and we had the replica of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And part of the agreement when you bring that in is it has to have 24-hour security. And so I pulled security overnight, Friday night and Sunday night. So that was it. But it was a great exhibit. We had about 5,000 people come check it out, and they could go to the support tent and give them the name, they'd look it up, tell them where they were at on the wall, and of course, they'd give them a piece of paper and a pencil, they'd go out and, you know, scribe the name on the paper, and just a somber event, and a lot of people really enjoyed it.
She's talking about guarding something, but I wasn't sure what it was.
Go ahead, Ken.
Back and join the conversation.
Sir, I got in the mail, I'd ordered a SWR power meter for my 2-meter rig and a set of Kenwood headphones for my HF. So I got that in, been playing with it, and I was pleased with my SWR. It's below 1 on the 2-meter rig, and I got one in my cart for the HF radio, so I'll probably get it maybe later this month or next month. So always buying a little toy here and there.
Shelby Hemfest Saturday, I bought me a rig expert antenna analyzer, but it's only for HF.
That's good. That'll let you check your line feeds and antennas. Make sure they're doing good. Now I'm just gonna get that SWR power meter for the HF side. That way I'll at least know what my SWR is and can watch it over time and know when my coax needs replacing.
This weekend.
Me and the pup went for a hike on Ferris Mountain and then come back home and cut the grass. Monday, yesterday we were going to go with a buddy of mine up to Westminster to go look at some deer hunting property that we had hunted a few years ago, and got ready and about ready to go meet up with him, and radar came on the TV and it's like, man, it's raining up there, so we canceled out, and it had no sense getting all soaking wet.
You get soaking wet just to go walk around in the woods. You don't have to.
Kind of back in the middle of nowhere, and it's a good chance to get stuck or something happen, and don't need to take no chances.
Yeah, when you say hunting, I'm supposing you're talking deer hunting. I know I've seen a lot of people looking for land to lease to hunt on. Everybody's weary of public land because I talked to several people and we were talking about it. Well, I think you were on there, Patrick. You and Jerry were talking about it last night or night before 1. Everybody walking or jogging or going through the trails through public land, you can't hardly hunt there anymore.
We're just shooting that stuff that moves.
We were talking about it yesterday. People just come walking up on you during hunting season, rifle season, and ain't got no orange on nothing. Up here, it's only 3 weeks long, rifle season is. If you're in the woods, you need to have a vest on. Let somebody know you're there.
There. If I get in the woods, which is not that often anymore, but if it's during hunting season, I'm wearing orange. I don't want somebody mistaking me for a deer, that's for sure. And I try not to go where people might be hunting if I'm not hunting, so I don't want to interrupt them and scare everything off.
Their point is to interrupt your hunt and scare everything off.
They complain about hitting deer on the road, right?
They're the first ones to complain about that.
Carry you some firecrackers. They come walking up on you, just light that firecracker and throw it at them. That'll scare the bejesus out of them.
Wait, you're done hunting for the day. So, there's just no point in it anymore. I don't even mess with the public land up here.
While back, you had bought a track of land. Is there a place where you can hunt on it, or
across 37 acres that there's one small piece of property between me and the Pisgah National Forest, and nothing's on it either. So, yeah, I can hunt the land I'm on.
And 37 acres, that's a good-sized tract. So, hopefully if there's nobody wandering around it, you can get in there and do some hunting and get you one.
Wandering around in there, you shouldn't be because you didn't have permission to. So, I'm not going to shoot the first thing that walks without looking at it, but you shouldn't be there. Whoever that was, I only got my name.
Your neighbor wants to know if you're interested in helping him relocate his toolbox to another, he needs to move it up to Torch Pickett.
Our insurance doesn't cover us to do that, so we're not supposed to. And the lift gate on the back of the truck is only rated for 2,000 pounds. If he's got his tools in the toolbox, it won't move it.
Tell him I just was checking on it. I know he used to get the guy up north to relocate it for him.
Couple times and it winds up tearing up more stuff in my truck than it's worth, so I didn't put the insurance on it this time to do it. It just wasn't worth it to me.
Hey, has anybody heard from Ed this week?
I have not, 0-4-8 yet.
Fun. Y'all have a good day. It's time for me to say 73s. I gotta get on it. Get ready to go to work. Dog's done their business, and I'm ready to get my shower and head to Athens. So y'all have a great day. Don't work too hard. Hopefully you can get caught up from the holiday and have a good short week. That's M4WHM. I'll be clear on your finals.
73, Bill. You have an awesome day. KN4TFW.
73, Bill. Have a great day, and I'll keep an ear out for you later. KO4HK. I'm going to go ahead and say 73s. I'm coming up on my black hole up here. So you have a good day. I know you're getting close to, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. KO4HK. I'll be clear on your final.
73, Patrick. You have an awesome day. Stay safe, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW.